Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Let us pray. Father, thank you so very, very much for this gathering. Thank you for bringing us from near, from far, to worship you in your presence. Thank you that you are doing something new in our time, in our days. Thank you that whatever you touch comes to life and becomes a living thing that is moving under its own power. And above all, Lord, bless us all. Bless us so, so very much for what you are doing in our midst, in our time. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. I'm just happy to see so many of you. Yeah. Some of you, I see you once in a while, a long while. Some I don't see at all, but some I know you are alive. But this afternoon, is it afternoon? It's afternoon. This afternoon, I want you to spend just a few minutes so that we talk. Is it a good idea? Just a few minutes. And I want us to... I was talking to the early service, Word Encounter service, and I told them to do more. I told them to do more. I don't know why you didn't come. Because you are youth, you won't come. You could have been there, but you didn't come. But I told them to do more. And they agreed. So that's what they are going to do. So what should I tell you? What should I tell you? Huh? No. Look, as everybody is eating, drinking, sleeping, we are all doing the same things. So what I have for you is you too do more. Amen. You too do more. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 2. Veronica and somebody. Verse 14. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. I write unto you, children, because you know the Father. I write, it's a bit different in the different versions. This particular scripture is different in the different versions. So that's how it is. First of all, he says, I write to you, children, because you know the Father. A child without a father is a struggle. It's an unnecessary struggle. Because things a father will do easily, they struggle a bit to get it done. Are you with me? So that is one side. But then he says, I write to you fathers, because you know the one who existed from the beginning. The one who was from the beginning. That's not for you. There's no father here. Is there any father here? Hey, a secret father. You have gone to born underground. They have come to sit here with us. Or a secret mommy. Ask your neighbor, are you a mommy, by the way? Are you a mommy or a daddy? Ask your neighbor, hold the address and check. Check, I'm checking. Have you gone to born JSS1? Then you had your baby, then you have come to sit here quietly. All things are possible. But that's not why I came. This is why I came. I write to you, young people. Say, that's us. Oh, say, that's us. I write to you, young people, because you are strong. I didn't hear amen. No, you see, I tell my church, well, because we are few, you have to shout more. Otherwise, it's not nice. So, give me a better amen. I write to you, young people, because you are strong. And the word of God lives in you. Hey, that one. Is it true? Is it true? No problem. Ask your neighbor. Give me two scriptures. Ask your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Give me two scriptures. Not John 3:16. No. Exactly that word. Not John 3:16. Because the word of God lives in you and you have defeated the evil one. Amen. Amen. This afternoon, I am preaching for a very short time about the anointing. About the anointing. If you are clapping, clap well. This is your half-half behavior. About the anointing. That is what I am preaching about. And you said the word of God dwells in us. Or I said, and you agreed. So this afternoon, I am speaking for just a short time about Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 47. Look, tell your neighbor, read the Bible at home. Don't come and read it here. We don't have time here to take you through every baby step. So at home, you must read and know the stories, okay? There are some people who don't know the Bible stories. It's true. It makes it very difficult to relate with them. Listen, how many know the story in Ezekiel 47 about the throne and the river? How many know the story? You don't know the story. Hey, you don't know the story. Okay, the angel brought the prophets out of the room to a river. And when he came to the river, he was standing at the edge. Look. Then he walked 1,000 paces, 1,000 feet, 1,000 yards, 1,000 whatever it is. And the water came to his ankles. I need somebody. Who will say I'm the one? Gabriela, come. Stand up here. Stand up. So she was standing at the edge of the river. Okay? Then she walked 1,000 steps and the water came to her ankles. How many inches? How many inches? 1,000. About 6 inches. She's very short, so it's 6 inches. Then she walked another 1,000 steps or cubits. And the water came to where? Hey, it came to where? No, 12 inches. It's in the Bible. They are saying 12 inches. Where? Open it and read it. The water came to where? Her knees. Her knees. 1,000. It came to her knees. Okay? Then she walked another 1,000 cubits. And the water came to where? Her where? Her waist, her loins. So first step is here. Second is here. Third is here. Okay? Hey, you mind me?
Okay.
Sure. You think that I'm not serious? I'm very serious. It came to her waist. Then she went another 1,000 steps. And what happened? You don't read the Bible. No. So the water came now up to her neck, where it is over her height. And now, this, it says, what does it say? It says it was now a river and she was swimming in it. Find it for me. I think it's that one. You can swim. Okay. When you are swimming, are you listening? I've almost finished. So listen carefully. When you are swimming, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. That means I can't walk through now. Those of you, how many have gone to the beach before? Which beach? Not this one here, Bosom Tree. Not Bosom Tree. No, a real beach. At the beach, when the water is coming, can you walk in the water? No. Those of you not gone, believe us, it's true. Believe us. So it became a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen. Waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. Amen. Listen, it began from walking firmly on the ground. Then, next step, you were up to your ankles, still walking under control. Then to your knees, still walking. True or not true? Up onto your knees in water, you can walk. Then to where? Your waist. At your waist level, can you walk? Who said no? Can you walk? Yes. You can walk. But how is the walking? You are not sure whether you are walking or being carried. But when the water is going backwards and you are walking, how is it working? It's not easy. There's resistance. So when the water is up to your waist, in fact, you can be trying to go here, but you are going here. Look, those of you who haven't gone to the sea before, believe us. Okay? It will be, you go. And then finally, it was where? A water deep enough to swim in. Hallelujah. When you are swimming, who is in control? The water. The water. Wait, you see, thank you. When you understand this, I've almost finished the preaching. Okay? Because listen to me. Listen carefully. We all begin walking on the ground. When you are walking on the ground, who is in control? You. You are in control. What does that mean? It means you do what you like. Good or bad? You mind me? You are becoming careful. You are not sure where I'm going. I said good or bad? No. I'm not. Good or bad? Both. Who said good? Both. Don't. It's not good. You do both. True or not true? How many have done good power before? You have done good. Let me see your hand. You have done good, Pa. You did something very, very good. So this road, bad. I don't need to defend it. This road is bad girl's road. Okay. How many have done bad, Pa? Very, very bad. That was the more hands. Yeah. When you are, listen carefully. When you are under your control, you do what you like. Yeah, you do what you like. I mean, I want to sleep, you go and sleep. I want to wake up. I want to watch a film. I watch. I'm doing what I like. Amen. A And that's how it is. Until, without, even with the anointing. How many are anointed? Raise your hand, everybody. Everybody, raise your hand. Raise your hand well. Raise your hand. Put your hand down. How many are anointed? No, put your hand down. I'm counting three. How many are anointed? Better raise. Raise your hand. You're not serious. Yes, you are anointed. You are anointed. Because the Holy Spirit is the anointing. And when you have the Holy Spirit, listen. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have the ingredients of the anointing, but it's little. But it's little. And that is why you can be born again and still do bad things. True or not true? Who is the witness to being born again and doing bad? Raise your hand. You are a witness. You are a testimony that you are born again, but you are doing bad still. Very bad. Raise your hand well. Should I name the bad things you are doing? Or I shouldn't name them. I should list only one or two. I shouldn't list. Right. You are not smiling earlier. No, so that's how it is. There is an anointing. There is an anointing. But it is at a level where you are in control. So you can do what you like. And the prophet told the young man, walk in the water. That one is up to you. Walk that way. Who is forcing you to walk? Come back. Who is forcing you to walk? Who is holding your legs? Who is pulling you? Are you a puppet that you are pulling the strings? So this walking, who is walking? She's walking. Yeah, she's walking. Listen carefully. No, I don't like your face. Smile. Listen carefully. The next phase of your life depends on you. It depends on you. What you become in the future, what you become in life, whether you be a useless person or a very useful person, it depends on you. And this morning or afternoon, I'm giving you a key. And the key is walk. Walk where? Into the anointing. Walk deeper. What is the anointing? It is the things of God. Because the Holy Spirit is God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is God. So the anointing, it is the things of God. Amen. And write that. What happens to you the rest of your life, it depends on you. Whether you become a useless boy, whether you become a citizen of respect. Let me tell you something, okay? Listen carefully. Not everybody will drive a car. Oh no, it's not, yeah. Not everybody will drive a car. Do you hear? Some will drive cars. Some will walk forever. Which one are you? Which one are you? Say it well. Say it with strength. It depends on you. Because I came here this afternoon to promise you. Look at me. To promise you that some of you in the whole world will walk forever. How many want to marry? I came to tell you, not you, all the Bantama and all the Ghana youth, I came to tell you that some of you will not marry. Shabaya. Shabaya. How many want to have money? No, and the hand went fast though. I came to tell you, not you here, but every you, that what? Say it well. Some will become very, no, not poor, very, very poor. Totally broke. Say it well. Totally, say that broke well. Broke. Some people, they will be coming, they'll be beggars. When they see their classmates, they say, Charlie, pass me something. My children haven't eaten today. My wife is at home, or my husband is at home, depending on who you are. And today, no use. There's not. Do you think I'm joking? Today, there's nothing in the house. Today. And today, the landlord is knocking at the door. And he is warning us. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. And the landlord is warning us that by today is Sunday, by Tuesday, if you don't bring the rent, you're out. Amen. So this afternoon, what I'm saying is this. What will happen to you the rest of your life? It depends on you. It depends on you. Amen. You walked in the water to your knee, to your waist, to your neck, until you are swimming in the river. Where in the river? It means that the water is in control. Amen. The water is in control. This afternoon, my short message to you is that if God is going to bless you and lift you up above poverty, above destitution, above need, if God is going to do something in your life to lift you above the very low level of people who are pitiful. When you see them, today I was coming to church, then a man came to my window to knock at my door. And when he came to knock on my window, he had no fingers. Leprosy. He had no fingers. His fingers were finished. So he was knocking on my window with his hand. And I felt pity. Do you know pity? I felt sorry for him. I said, oh, collect. And I gave him money. May you never be pitiful. But if you are going to escape pitifulness, listen, God must intervene. God, don't say school. When I go to school and, hey, who said school? When I finish school, I will do well. Who said that? Because when you finish school, you become only a wise fool. That's all. You can go to school and you don't know how to do anything sensible in life. It's not school. It is God. They are half Christians. What up to your waist? And so the prophet told the young is a young lady and the young man, keep walking. Keep going further. What you have done, well done. You are in church on Sunday. Well done. But it's not enough. It's not enough at all. It's too little. It can still destroy your life. It can still make you useless. It's not enough. The reason why it is not enough is that when you are half Christian, you are in control. The day you wake up and say, I'm not going to church, nobody can make you go to church. The day you wake up, today I won't pray, nobody can make you pray. Because you are in control. The day a boy comes to you and the boy says, hello, baby. And you too. And you too. Your antennas are beginning to tingle. You say, wow, somebody likes me. Somebody likes me. Then he says, listen, meet me at that place. How many can guess what's going to happen at the place? How many can guess? Raise your hand and guess. Raise your hand. Look, what's going to happen when I meet you then and I get my hands on you? What's going to happen? What is going to happen? You kebab. They will eat you. Sit down.
But sit down. But you see, the point, you shall laugh at the wrong thing. The point is that because you are half-half, whether to go there or not depends on you. When the guy says, you know, you're special. I mean, when I my eyes pass over you, they stop. They stop. They break. They can't go further. My eyes end. I can't see. But how many know that he's lying? You see? You know he's lying. But when he says, meet me there. I'm coming with everything. I have everything. I have condoms. I have everything. As if you didn't know. Whether you go there or not depends on you. It depends on you. When a man taps you on the shoulder, you can say, or you can say, leave me. You can say what? Or, you can do both. Which one you will do depends on you. And you boys, when some girl rubs against you small, no, then you are getting erection. Yeah. So listen carefully. You're laughing too much. I'm serious. What happens next depends on you. That's why the prophet said, don't stop even here. Don't stop there. Go further. Go further. Go deeper in God. So that. No. When you clap, you won't listen again. Don't clap. So that you will come to the point where God is in control. God is in control. You come to the point where you are in the water and your feet don't touch the ground. Even if you try to walk, you're not going anywhere. You are moving your legs in the water. You're not going anywhere. The water, when the water flows, it will carry you without any effort, gently to where it is going. That's why people drown at the sea. Because the current will carry them out into the sea. Then they drown. When the water is moving, it will take you where it's going with no effort of yours. In fact, even your efforts, your attempt to even backslide, it won't work. Listen to me. A time will come when you want to do bad, because you want to do bad. But when the time comes, I can't do this thing. You want to go and do some what? Whatever it is. You want to go and do some, or have it done to you, whichever it is. But when the time comes and you are there, and the guy says, hello, baby, I'm ready. I'm ready. Are you ready? Lock the door. Then you say, no, I can't do this. Baby, what's happening? What's changed? No, can't do this. I'm going. Why? Because now God is in control. The water is now carrying you. And even though I want to get down here, you can't get down here. I want to move, right? I want to go and, you know, you see, you'll be amazed that a time will come, every bad thing, they will offer it to you. Every bad thing, you'll be offered it by somebody. Everybody has a bad friend. Everybody, all of you, no exception. You have a bad friend. Who is your friend? He's bad, 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 bad. And he's your friend still. And he's walking around your life. Maybe not every day, but once in a while. One day, they will offer you something bad. Yeah. It will be up to you at that time to say yes or no. But when the spirit is in control, when they come and they say, listen, I get some new pono. Hey, that one is from Korea. Charlie, the world, yeah. This one, I know this one before. This pono, before you see, can I get reaction? Even when you hold that thing, cry, you're getting feelings. When they tell you, let's go and watch the old you, the old you, which is half in, half out, will say, wow, what crack can it be? I mean, what kind of Bruno is it that is so wild that I have to, Charlie, you know something? I go see small pair. That's the old you. Because there's something called curiosity. I'm curious. I've seen porno before. But which is this wild one? I mean, I've seen boys and girls. I've seen it before. But this one, how they are talking. Hey, it's wild, oh. Bishop, this one from Taiwan. Hey, shh, it's wild. It's too wild. Hey, Bishop, I can't say it with my mouth. I can't. Then you're like, hey, what is this thing? I mean, I've seen Nigeria, I've seen Korea, I've seen Taiwan. Hey, let's, Charlie. Okay, let's go and see small pair. That's the old you. But the new you, under the move of the Holy Spirit, is like, listen, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Understand the new you, they'll say, I'm not, grow up and stop these things, because now you are being carried in a water, not under. Do you know what Jeremiah says? The heart, Jeremiah 17 says, what the heart is, what, you don't know the scripture, the heart is what, and what. It is wicked. It's wicked and exceedingly deceitful. Your heart. Look at your heart. Say, this heart, I don't trust you. You will disgrace me one day. This heart, you are sitting here as a Christian, but inside you, when you get a chance, if you go to America just now, hey, if you land in America and then some guy comes with a raster hair, says, hello, baby, come on, let's go out and have it. You say, take me along with you. No, this heart. That's why, tell your neighbor, I don't trust myself. Tell your neighbor, I don't trust myself. What does Paul say? I know, Romans 7, I know that in me. Find the scripture. Romans 7, I've told you half. I know that in me lies no good thing. I know myself. How many know yourselves? You know yourself, that I can do bad easily. How many know I can do bad easily? Just give me darkness and small opportunity. What are the two things? Darkness, small opportunity. I'll release myself and do bad. But this morning, all I am saying is, yeah, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there's no good thing. There is no good thing. They are saying, stop fornication. Stop. It's bad. But I know if something happened, I'll try it. How many agree with me? You know that if something happened, the right circumstances, right guy, right weather, right country, no grown-ups around, I'll try it. True or not true? This afternoon, all I'm saying is go deeper in God. Otherwise, that's how you are in my flesh. That's, don't you have flesh? We have flesh. In my flesh, there's nothing good. In my flesh, that's how I am. This is me. But when we go deeper into God and let the water carry us, a time will come when they even offer you anything. One day I was driving my car, this car. I was on the highway going to Accra. I was driving. I don't drive, but I was driving fast. I don't drive fast, but I was driving. You understand? Then some small Hyundai was trying to overtake me. And I said, hey, Masa, do you know where I'm sitting? I mean, the car was down there below me. And he's like trying to overtake me. Who was forcing? And I said, hey, this master, if I just press small, I'll leave you behind. And I was going to press small. Then I said, no. What is the point of showing him my power? Let him go. So I just said, let him go. It was a taxi. I said, let him go. What was the problem? I don't have to show anything to you. A time will come when you have the power. You have the power to do bad. You won't do it. You won't do it. It's in your hand. The opportunity is there. The man is there. The drink is there. The film is there. Everything is there. It is there. And you can say yes or no. Then you say no. I say no. I will say, tell your neighbor, I'm not interested. No, add your hand. I'm not interested in such things. Tell your neighbor, grow up. Grow up and leave these things behind. Tell him that. I mean, tell him, you see, we would have said, I used to do these things, but it's out of my life now. But it's out of my life now. Why? Because I am now deep in the river, deep into God. I am now controlled by the river, not by any man, not by myself. A time must come when you wake up in the morning and you are late and you are rushing out of your room. Then remember my quiet time. I'm late. It's 7:15. I'm late. Quiet time. Should I go? Should I stay? Let me do it quickly. And you go back. And then you do your quiet time. Though you are late, because you know I cannot imagine I have gone out of my room. I didn't read the Bible. No, I can't do that. Maybe I just take my Bible and just look something. But I can't leave my room without seeing, hearing God. I can't. I mean, I can. The door is open and I'm late. And I have a good reason to walk out and go. But deep in me, I feel that no, I can't do this thing. Just, okay, I'm late. Just stay 5 minutes. Read the Bible quickly. Read the Bible. Then you run on. Because a time will come when God will control your life. God will control your life. If you go deeper into God. Not working at your ankle or knee or waist. No. Go into God. Be serious. How do you go deep into God? How do you go deep into the water? How did the person go into the water? How did she go? By what? Walking. By what? I can't hear you. By what? Walking. Walking where? Because by this time, she's standing here. The water is here. Here is deeper water. Here is shallow water. Which way are you going to go? Which way are you going to go? If you go here, you are going back to knee and ankle. If you go here, you are going deeper into the water. Which way are you going to go? Are you going to go deeper? Or just come back and join your old friends who are at the beach side? Which way are you going to go? Which way, Erica? Which way are you going to go? Are you going to go deeper into God or go back into the land? And whichever you decide, you will make those steps. And then walk deeper, slowly, deeper into God. More serious quiet time. More serious prayer. More serious Bible. More serious preaching. That's all. More serious Bible. I have a Bible. Don't tell me my Bible is on my phone. Tell your neighbor, nonsense. Your Bible is on your phone. Tell him, don't tell me such rubbish. Tap your neighbor and tell him, please, where is your Bible? Say it now. Say it clearly now. Where is your Bible? Don't come and stand here and say that it's on my, I have an iPhone 17 or iPhone 19, so that's my Bible. Tell him, you are the most crazy person in my life. No. The only Bible I will accept is a tablet as big as this. Only this size and a paper Bible. That's all. Do you hear? Only this size, not phone. Phone, tell your neighbor, a phone is rubbish. Tell your neighbor. Do you hear? Is that what? That's all you have? Listen. More Bible. More prayer. More meetings. And then in your heart, more God. In your heart. In your heart. Otherwise, you will find yourself later in life, you have destroyed yourself. Otherwise, you will find yourself that there's nothing. Let the water, what did John say? You are strong. And you know God. The word is in you. You are strong. And the word is in you. Hey, take me back to 1 John 2, 11. And you are strong. And the word is in you. And you have overcome the evil. The evil one is the temptation. Listen, baby. Look, tonight, gotta meet you. Let's meet somewhere. Where? Anywhere. Where there's no one there. Why should there be no one there? Why should it be in the night? No. You have overcome the evil one. I want you, everyone here this afternoon, lift your hand. No, put your hand down. Put your hand down. I want you to decide seriously, I'm getting deeper into God. Is there anybody here like that? I want to get deeper into God. If you are here, raise your hand. I want to get deeper into God. I want to get deeper. You are with us? Yes. Yes. I want to get deeper into God. I don't want to tell somebody that, listen, I feel that I've come to the stage where I'm waist high. Where I do good and do bad. I have the power to go and power to come. I can choose to be here on Sunday. And when the fearing catch me, I can stay home. I can stay in bed. And I have the power to escape. You know, I can argue, I can talk, I can explain, I can give reasons why. I have an assignment, I can say why I'm not coming to church, and I'll get away with it. But not now. Lift your hand this morning.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.